Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Welcome to this edition of the Money Pit's Top Products Podcast. Well, with the recovery in full swing, homeowners are taking on more and more projects, and having the right power tools can really help save a lot of time. And one tool that does exactly that is the Impact Driver. Here to talk about the latest technology in Impact Driver design is Phil Lolly, the product manager for DeWalt Cordless Power Tools. Hi, Phil.
Hey, Tom. How are you?
We're well. So for those that are not familiar, what is an Impact Driver?
Impact drivers are a fairly new tool to come to market within the last 5 or 10 years or so. And it's similar to a drill driver, but generally speaking, they're a bit shorter, lighter, and create a lot more power and torque than a drill driver.
So what kinds of applications would you use it for?
Yeah, so a drill driver is great for drilling a hole, boring a hole, whereas an impact driver is better suited for driving a fastener, either in like a concrete, wood, metal. You know, great for any type of fastener, up from a self-tapping metal screw all the way up to a lag bolt and pressure-treated lumber. Really great for a wide range of fastening applications.
So impact drivers, is it fair to say that they generate more power than drills and more torque than drills?
That's definitely a fair statement, and probably what has helped in making them so popular in recent years and start to show up in a lot of guys' toolboxes over the last 2, 3, 4 years or so.
And you know, this is a great tool for serious DIYers as well as the pros. And it's an example of a tool that if you've not had one before, perhaps your only experience with impact drivers is hearing the impact driver that's used to attach a wheel to a car, for example. You know, very, very typical sound. This is a tool that can really be very, very helpful around the house, around the job site, especially when you have to do repetitive things. And the size is quite compact today. It seems like they've gotten smaller and smaller and smaller. Is that right, Phil?
This brushless impact driver that we just recently launched is our shortest brushless impact driver ever. It's 5 1/4 inches in length from front to back. I remember back when we launched our first impact driver, they were up around 6 1/2 inches. So we've been able to take some considerable length out of impact drivers over the last couple of years.
Yeah, and all without giving up features and power, right?
Yeah, and I think that's just another reason that makes them such a popular tool, is because they're just so powerful and so compact.
All right, so the story today is brushless. You guys have brush designs and you have brushless designs. Why is brushless the way to go? What kinds of qualities does a brushless motor design bring? And let's just start, for those that are unaware, of just sort of defining what brushless is versus the traditional way motors are constructed.
Good question. Yeah, there's a lot of misunderstanding, I think, out there when it comes to brushless motors and what the real benefits of a brushless motor are. First of all, I'll keep it kind of high level, but for people not familiar, a traditional brushed motor transfers current, so from, you know, which starts in the battery pack, it transfers current up to the motor through the use of things called brushes. And brushes are stationary and they make contact with a spinning commutator. So the very thing that is transferring power to the motor is also kind of creating drag and inefficiencies and ultimately some runtime loss there. So brushless motors have started to appear on the street in the last couple months because they really do offer significantly longer runtime. For example, we've done our own internal testing where we've compared the runtime on our brushless impact driver versus our brushed impact driver, same exact application, same exact battery, all things being equal. And our brushless impact driver is able to do 57% more work on a battery charge than the brushed equivalent. So at the end of the day, a brushless motor with not using brushes to commutate doesn't create that friction and is able to last a lot longer on a charge of a battery.
So much more efficient, and you're not giving up any power. What about weight? How does it compare?
Yep, it's definitely definitely a bit lighter and shorter, but really the ultimate benefit, the real reason why users should be interested in brushless tool is because it offers dramatically longer runtime. It can vary from application to application, but generally speaking, it's up around that 50% improvement range versus a brushed tool.
We're talking to Phil Lally. He's the product manager for DeWalt Cordless about the new brushless impact driver, the 20-volt max impact driver. You guys have a great video on your website at dewalt.com/brushless. It's kind of fun to watch because we see the test that you did with the number of fasteners to see how many you could get into one set of boards versus the other using brush versus brushless. And pretty impressive, especially when you speed it up and you see how many screws that guy had to drill in. Was that you?
That was me. Yeah, that's the exact application that I'm referencing. That's a fairly common application. That's 3-inch deck screws and a composite decking material. So it's an application that we felt was, you know, pretty representative of what an impact driver is used to do. And that's the application right there. We were able to do 57% more work with our brushless tool than our brush tool.
That's pretty good. You get to take some time off for carpal tunnel relief or something?
I'll tell you, I was a little slower eating dinner at the end of the day that
I
am a righty, and a little bit more work getting the fork up to the mouth that night.
Yeah, I bet. So let's talk about some of the other features that the brushless impact driver design brings to the market. Let's talk a bit about the battery system, because I know that that's key to making sure that the tool can do what it needs to do.
One of the things that DeWalt has always kind of prided ourselves on is having a wide breadth of systems. So, meaning you can take, you know, the battery out of one tool and put it in another tool. And our 20-volt max system is a new and rapidly expanding system. We've got drills, impact drivers, saws, pretty much any tool you can imagine. We've got that system, and it's rapidly growing too.
And the impact driver also has a multiple speed functionality, correct? So it's not just one and done.
Yeah, so in recent years, as impact drivers have gotten quicker and quicker and more powerful, there's been some users. And DeWalt, when we're designing a new tool, one of the things we pride ourselves on is getting out with the user and conducting live interviews. And one of the pieces of feedback that we got was that as impact drivers get more and more powerful and quicker, they kind of have lost their ability to provide the control when working with smaller fasteners. So things in your cabinets, the hardware, the hinges, impact drivers could sometimes break those fasteners, those smaller, delicate fasteners. So what this multi-speed switch enables a user to do is kind of dial the speed back and the torque back so they're in more control, they have more control over the tool. And when working with smaller fasteners, they're not going to be at risk of breaking those fasteners or messing up their application.
Yeah, and speaking of the smaller fasteners and the tight spaces, this design seems very, very flexible because it is kind of stubby, isn't it? You should be able to get into most places, including working inside cabinets, quite easily.
Yeah, we were able to shave some length out of the unit with a new feature that we've put on this tool, our push-button chuck. So on traditional impact drivers, users typically had to use two hands to both insert and remove an accessory bit from the tool. With this tool and the new chuck design on it, it takes some length out of the tool, but it also makes that accessory changing process easier for users to do.
Yeah, cool tool, great innovations. Phil Lally, the product manager for DeWalt Cordless, thanks so much for stopping by the Top Products podcast, filling us in on this very interesting new product from DeWalt, the brushless impact driver. Check it out at dewalt.com/brushless, and make sure you take a look at the video of Phil driving all of those screws to see how long this thing can last. So great job, Phil.
Thanks a lot, Tom, for having me on. It was a pleasure. Money Pit.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.